Morning, everybody. On 88.1, it's Marilyn Morning. I'm Tom Hall. The aerial performing artist Mara Namanis is reprising her show about Amelia Earhart at the Theater Project this week. Our intrepid theater critic J. Wynn Russick has strapped on her goggles and flown over there to check it out. Here's her review.
There are few subjects as ideally suited to an aerial performance piece than Amelia Earhart. The famed aviatrix who disappeared over the South Pacific in 1937 is the subject of Mara Namanis's one-woman aerial play, Earhart. That's two words, air, A-I-R, and heart, H-E-A-R-T. Earhart's plane crashing, or more accurately, disappearing, comes up near the beginning and at the end of Namanis's piece, currently at the Theater Project. Speculation is made of what might have saved the record-breaking pilot. If only she knew Morse code. If only she had not left her parachute and her raft and her communication wire behind. And yet, there's a sense of great joy and wonder when Namanis talks about flight, and especially when she hoists herself up onto and into the metal airplane sculpture that is the central feature of the set. Lying across the top of the plane with her arms outstretched, she becomes a bird, at one with the air and sky. Namanis created her script from a combination of factual data about Earhart's flights, routes, and radio communications, and a series of fictitious letters, primarily to her friend, Eleanor Roosevelt. Earhart was an international celebrity, in great demand on the lecture circuit. Recorded snippets of Earhart's accomplishments are interspersed among her dizzying rounds of speaking engagements.
Date, June 17th, 1928. First woman to fly across the Atlantic. Time, 20 hours and 40 minutes.
Eventually, Namanis's Earhart loses track of which city she's in and which group she's addressing. But the lecture tour is necessary to help finance the flights that continue to pile up her achievements.
Date, July 8th, 1933. Broke her own speed record. Los Angeles to Newark. Distance, 2,448 miles. Time, 17 hours and 7 seconds.
You won't learn a great deal about Earhart's biography from this piece. The play, directed by Bryce Butler, isn't about where Earhart was born, grew up, etc. It's about her great love affair with flight. Namanis is portraying Earhart's spirit, tough, independent, courageous, feminine, tomboyish, and only truly, completely happy when airborne. Suspended in the metal airplane sculpture created by Laura Schultz and Tim Schofield, Namanis' Earhart is in her element, at one with the sky. A mere downward glance can convey that she is 8,000 feet in the air. The mystery of what went wrong on her final flight is a recurring thread. When her plane runs into trouble, Namanis' movements become jerky, desperate.
Honolulu, July 2nd, 1937. Amelia Earhart, the world's best-known aviatrix, and her navigator, Fred Noonan, were believed forced down at sea today in their $80,000 flying laboratory somewhere near tiny Howland Island on a daring attempt to span the South Pacific.
There's also a recurring thread about feminism. Earhart isn't just blazing an aeronautical trail. She's a strong proponent of women's rights. Recorded music, mostly by British composer Jocelyn Pook, accompanies much of the production. Its new age sound feels out of place with this 1930s subject. The liturgical sounding sections, however, are more appropriate. Flying was practically a religion for Earhart. The bodies of Amelia Earhart and her navigator have never been found. Neither has any trace of their plane. It's a loss that today eerily echoes the disappearance of Malaysian Flight 370. But unlike those passengers, Mara Namanis's Earhart was clearly doing what she loved best. And like Namanis herself, the late great flyer comes alive when she is aloft.
Earhart is at the Theater Project Thursday through Sunday. We've got a link to more information on our website. Come to wipr.org/Marilyn Morning. J. Wynn Russick reviews all things theatrical Monday mornings here on Marilyn Morning.